What's up and welcome to Fortitude in 15 with Sam Panich and Parker Yadlon, presented by Elevation Nation. In 15 minutes, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real world and give you some tips and tricks on how to activate mental fortitude and conquer the real world.
What's up, Parker? Happy Fortitude in 15, Thursday, bro. Or should I say, hola.
What's going on, man? Hanging. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
It was wonderful seeing you this weekend. I'm glad we got to get together in the great district of Colombia. Wonderful dinner, wonderful laughs, and good times. So great seeing you. And I'm excited for our topic today. I think it's one that's going to help a lot of people, Parker.
I think it was the first time, Sam, I'd seen you in a bar or social setting in like 2 years. Just letting you know.
Probably.
It was pretty nice. It was cool. So what was your question?
I'm ready for the topic. Why don't you give us your intro, man? You say you have this great topic for us today. Well, how are you going to help people elevate their mental fortitude?
I think it's a really important topic. It doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what's going on. Time management is something that is ever so important for anyone. And I think for me personally, I've had a change in my work recently. I'm still working in the same company I do now, but changing up my team and my project, and the norms of the new team are very different than the norms of my previous team. And it has been a challenge to figure out pretty much all of it. It's exciting to be on this new team, but I think, Sam, you've seen already some effects of the changes and the overwhelming stress I've had with it, given meetings, calendar, conversations, texting back, the whole shebang. So I felt like today we should talk about time management.
Let's do it. I'm in. I love time management. I'm super OCD, so this is right up my alley. I think I have a lot of good tips for people to either help them or make them go insane like me.
Well, what do you do? I'm curious. How do you stay on top of your stuff?
Working from home has honestly helped a lot. I like sneak in a second workout in between meetings. I do push-ups. That's one way to maximize your time efficiency. Push-ups in between meetings. It also wakes me up and gets the blood flowing. So that's a silly one. But in all honesty, how I kind of deal with time management, this is something I recently stole from a podcast guest, Cassidy Burns, where he has a Kanban board and he simply writes three things he needs to get done that day to make it a productive day. Everything else is just a cherry on top. And I love that concept. I am struggling with it a bit and not doing it the correct way, but I'm getting there. So every day, I literally have a Kanban board in a cool tool called Asana. Shout out Asana if you want to sponsor us.
Dude, no one knows what a Kanban board is. What is a Kanban board?
It's a great question, Parker. I'm so glad you asked. A Kanban board is essentially a bunch of columns that you can label and categorize with sticky notes below it. So I have in my Kanban board titled Life, I have the following. Today's three things I'm going to get done today. Pending, which is essentially things that are blocked that I can't fix myself, that I'm waiting for someone else to do. For example, there's a problem with my rent right now. My management company messed it up. I'm waiting for them to fix it. I can't really do much. And then you have continuous tasks that I want to do every day, such as real estate education, reading, working out, things that I can plug into my tasks for today when I need to fill some time. And then completed things that I've done and crossed off the list. And that's how I manage my entire life. It's kind of scary, but that combined with a calendar, if those broke, I'd probably cry.
How do you manage those when unexpected things come up? Like your girlfriend saying, hey, let's go to dinner tonight.
I say no. Or I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I think I struggle with spontaneity. I'm not good at it. I like to plan things out because I am a bit of a control freak, which is not great. And it's something I'm working on. But just because you have things that come up, that doesn't necessarily mean you can't get things done. If you have to stay up later, if you have to wake up earlier the next day, if you have to work smarter or harder, you need to adjust. And to me, I don't like leaving things not completed. So I will figure out a way to get them done and meet my expectations. But I also have learned the power of saying no. And that's really important too.
That is a huge thing. Like, I think for a really small example, I was in this meeting for like 2.5 hours earlier today and I was hungry. I was like, damn, I got to get some food if I want to like keep going and go strong. Like, this meeting was never ending. So I said to the team, I said, I got to step away for 15 minutes. Like, you guys can continue. I'm going to step away. I'm going to make
Parker is hungry.
Back. No, but like in reality, at the end of the day, especially in a long, long meeting like that, it's more than just like it's more of like a brainstorming like the session. It's not like a time where you need to be there necessarily. And while it's not saying no, it's saying I'm putting my foot down. I'm, you know, saying like, I'm going to take a little bit more grasp of my time. And I did that. And, you know, I joined the meeting back and honestly, I was fueled with some food, which actually helped my focus.
But how about your time management, Parker? How do you handle your time management most effective for you?
I mean, to be honest, I keep a calendar. I think we all do. Obviously, we have our work calendars. We have our personal calendars. And I try to merge the two. You know that I write down in my little notebook everything that I have to do, like kind of like what you talked about, like everything I have to do today that like that I'm supposed to be doing with work, meetings, all of that. And then next to that, I write down just all the things I have to or think I should get done during the day. I'm not as intentional in bucketing them like you are. I just write them down. But what's interesting is clearly my strategy needs a little bit of fixing because, I struggled even knowing I had a meeting with one person or meeting with another. And it's just like reevaluating now, like what works for me and what I need to do moving forward. And I think oftentimes as young adults, especially, you know, we want to do a lot and we tend to overwhelm ourselves with things to do. And you realize like, damn, like can't even do all those things because there's not enough time in the day to do them. And that comes back to your point about saying no about things. That's so true. I mean, it's so important. Because how good is it is if you're doing so many different things, but you're not being your best self at each one of those?
Seriously, it's true. You got to make sure you can put your full self, full amount of effort into things. And if you don't have the time to do it, you don't have the time to do it. But I think a lot of times people don't push themselves enough to find the time. Like you don't have to watch a full hour episode of Netflix every night. I know Succession's sick, but you don't have to watch it. You can skip it. If you truly want to get things done and you need more time, you can find the time. I think people don't realize how much time they waste. Delete social media off your phone. See how much more you get done. Delete Netflix. Hide your Xbox controller. Watch how much more time you have in your day. And I think you'd be surprised, right? So that's another tip that I have for people. Find time in the day where you don't think you have it. And you can be pretty strategic with how you do that as well.
Honestly, dude, wake up earlier. Force yourself to, it's like so simple. Like it really is. Think about it. If you go to bed, I mean, it goes to your point, like you watch an hour less of Netflix each night. Okay, fine. That you can do that. But I always felt like in college, if I went to bed early, I was missing something. You know, you're in college, you know, your friends are hanging out, they're doing fun things, you're at a bar, doing whatever. You feel like you're missing things sometimes. Now, you know, there's obviously always things to do, but think about those times where you're just sitting around not doing much. Like, go to bed a little earlier and wake up a little earlier. And personally, when I made that switch to working out before work, that opened up.
I wonder who told you to do that.
I mean, but like it opened up so much time in the day. I mean, from a mental standpoint, like you also are accomplishing for me, accomplishing my runs is a pretty difficult task. I accomplished probably the most difficult task I have to do all day before the day even pretty much started. But then from a physical standpoint, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling energized. I'm not just rolling out of bed into my laptop. You know, I'm spacing out my day now where it's, okay, I'm doing something for me. I'm enjoying it. Now I'm going to go work. And then after work, I still have time to do whatever, rather than going to bed knowing that you're just going to, you're waking up to work. Think about that. Think about the two different things there. It's about separating the two, and waking up early is a great way to separate work and life.
Well, I'm trying to put myself into the shoes of people out there that say, but Parker, it's cold out, or it's dark out, or my snooze button's right there. I don't even know I hit it.
You know what you should do? I know what you should do.
You should read The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. That'll change your life. But yes, Parker, go ahead.
I mean, you could read that. I was going to say, chug a freaking cold glass of water. That'll wake you up. I can guarantee it. Like, yeah, you could go for coffee. I usually don't have my coffee until 2 hours after I wake up. Drink that cold glass of water. I think you'll, or a cold shower. Cold shower. That one wakes you up automatically. I think we can all agree with that. But I don't think everyone has the mental fortitude for that one just yet.
It really just comes down to how bad you want it. And how bad you want more free time back in your day, or how bad you really want to finish your tasks.
Yeah, there's nothing better than getting the gym done, and then you have the whole day, you know?
Yeah, you can manage your time. I think, and myself included, people use excuses. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that, but you have to be honest with yourself. Do you actually not have enough time in the day, or am I choosing to not make enough time in the day? And if it is the latter, and that's the right decision for you, own it. But don't kid yourself by saying that you don't have enough time because of something else. It's all in you. And if you can sleep at night just fine knowing that I am just not making the sacrifices needed to get it done, then that's the right decision for you. And that's fine. But as long as you're honest with yourself that you could be doing more and you're choosing not to, that's the name of the game when it comes really down to time management.
I agree. Listen, a really easy thing you can do, instead of sleeping for 9 hours each night, sleep for 8. If you're sleeping for 8, sleep for 7:30 and just start small.
Stop scrolling before bed. Read a book. You'll go to bed earlier. You'll get more sleep.
Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's a great book, and they talk a lot about that. You can't just change everything in your life and how you're doing it. It's not sustainable. Start small. You know, wake up 15 minutes earlier. Run 10 minutes longer before you start your work day. You know, like, start small and then start building a habit. And then over time, you'll become more accustomed to the new norm. And then you'll realize, damn, now I have all this free time on top of all the shit you got done that you used to not be able to get done.
Love it. Ain't that the truth? Well, time management is important. But it wouldn't be Fortitude and 15 without Parker's perspective. So Parker, you have a good quote for us on time management?
This quote was said by American entrepreneur, writer, motivational speaker, Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. And he said this, either run the day or the day runs you.
Hell yeah.
Simple words, right?
Simple words.
I mean, the end of the day will run you if you don't take accountability for each and every moment of the day. And it's okay to sometimes be leisure, have some leisure and hang out and do whatever and just let the day go on. But when you got a lot of things going on, you got work, you got your hobbies, you got your side hustle, you got relationships, there's a lot that you need to do or want to do during the day. You have to be the one who is paving that trail so you can do it all. And it starts with having the mental fortitude to take a step back and evaluate where you're spending your quality time.
Love it. Absolutely. I think it's great advice, something we can all continue to work on and hopefully one day master. But time management's hard. We never said having time management or mental fortitude was easy, but hopefully the tips and tricks we provided you today in this Fortitude and 15 will help you get a little bit more elevated. Until next week, Elevation Nation, peace.
Hey, it's Parker again. Thanks for listening to Fortitude and 15 this week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it may be. If you want to join the nation and follow Sam and my journey, you can follow us at elevationnation.io or you can visit us on the web at www.elevationnation.io. DM us, text us, email us if you want to share your story, you have any ideas for the podcast, or if you think anyone else should join our conversations. Our intro is produced by Jay. Shoot him a follow on Instagram at producedbyjay. Thanks to our mentors, Rich Keller and David Hess, for their constant support. Be sure to tune in for the next conversation. See you then.